As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome, my fellow trivia nerds, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I am your host and full-time trivia addict, Brittany Gibbons. Welcome, friends, to one of the most magical games of trivia we've ever played on the show, the Walt Disney World Park Trivia. And I have two Disney fanatics with me to get you through these two rounds of brain-stumping WDW Park Trivia. First up, we have legit travel agent and Disney expert. This almost does not seem fair. This almost does not seem fair. Rachel Smith, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks.
You feel pretty confident in your Disney knowledge.
Yeah, when you said this was the topic and I was like, oh, I'm going to smoke Tracy.
Could not be a better suited topic for a Disney travel agent. Tracy, I apologize in advance for any unfair advantage that she has, but I feel confident you're going to whip this up because you've done really well in all our other Disney podcast trivia games. All right, we have Tracy White with us. Welcome back, Tracy.
Thank you, and I'm going to give it my best shot.
I have total faith in you. All right, guys. Again, we're going to do two rounds of 10 questions each. Every correct answer is worth 1 point. Are you two ready to get your Disney Park trivia on?
Yes.
Let's go.
All right. Question number one. Can you name the four theme parks that make up Disney World? Rachel.
Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Disney's Hollywood Studios, which used to be called Disney's MGM Studios, and Animal Kingdom.
That is correct. Good job. And I appreciate the history lesson. I remember going there as a kid when it was MGM Studios, not to date myself, but it was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Question number two. What theatrical name is given to employees working in the park? Tracy.
Ooh, I actually know this one. It's cast members, right?
It is cast members. I would love to be a Disney cast member. That has to be the best job ever. Smiling, riding rides. Oh, I would be so good at that. Okay, question number three. What certain sticky treat is not sold at any Disney park? Rachel.
Chewing gum.
Chewing gum is correct. And they just are trying to avoid finding it under benches and everything. And I never noticed that they didn't sell it until it was pointed out to me. Mm-hmm. No gum, no gum. Okay, question number four. Which Fantasyland attraction replaced the legendary Mr. Toad's Wild Ride? Tracy?
Is it the Winnie the Pooh ride?
It is. It is the Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. I just found myself at a Disney park last month. And let me tell you, I thought it was so cute. At the entrance of the Winnie the Pooh ride, there's a little picture of Mr. Toad handing over the deed to Winnie the Pooh for the new ride. It was so sweet, you guys. You have to make sure you look for that little Easter egg when you're going into the ride. Okay, cute. Question number five. Which of these attractions has been in operation since Magic Kingdom's first day? Space Mountain, It's a Small World, Big Thunder Mountain, or Pirates of the Caribbean? All right, Rachel.
I think it's Small World.
It is a Small World. It's a Small World. They've been singing that song since the beginning.
And there's rarely a wait to get on that ride.
Yeah. I love when my boat backs up and it's a Small World, and I'm usually stuck somewhere around like where the Little Russian dolls are dancing. And that earworm just sticks with you the whole day. Okay, question number six. How many happy haunts, for example, ghosts, inhabit the haunted mansion? Tracy.
I'm going to just guess that it's a really spooky number. Is it 13?
It's not 13. There's a few more than 13, but that's a good guess. Do you know, Rachel?
I don't.
The answer is 999. And as they say on the ride, there are 999 ghosts living in the Haunted Mansion. And there's always room for just one more, should you decide to stay. Okay, question number seven. What attraction was flight tested by U.S. astronauts before it was open to the public? Tracy.
I think I actually remember this one. Is it Space Mountain?
It is Space Mountain. Spoiler alert, that is my least favorite ride at Disney World. It is totally in the dark and it freaks me out and I never know what's coming, but my kids love Space Mountain. So if you haven't been on it, make sure you go. It's super, super, super wild. Okay.
One time when we were on it, they had all the lights on working on things.
Actually, I have Googled YouTube videos of Space Mountain with all the lights on because I wanted to see what the heck I was doing in there. And it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
There's actually two roller coasters in there running at one time, which is crazy. Okay. Question number eight. What is the fastest ride at Disney World? Rachel.
I'm going to say Space Mountain again.
It's actually not Space Mountain.
Huh.
I had a guess for this one too, and I was wrong. Tracy, do you happen to know or?
I do not.
So I thought it was going to be Everest at Animal Kingdom because that is a fast ride. But it turns out I was wrong. The fastest ride at Disney World is Test Track at Epcot. It goes 65 miles an hour.
Wow.
That is a really cool ride, by the way. You should definitely hit that one up. Okay, question number nine. Who stars in the Rock and Roller Coaster attraction? Famous band. Tracy?
Oh, I actually went on this one with you.
Yes.
It was Aerosmith.
Aerosmith. Yes, that is correct. That is the coolest ride. It takes off like a bullet. It's so awesome. Question number 10. Name the oldest ride at Disney World. Rachel.
Is it the carousel?
It is the carousel. Prince Charming's Regal Carousel. That is right. That is the oldest ride.
I have actually Sword in the Stone never... right out front.
Oh, really? I've never been on this ride. I always pass it.
Don't think I have either.
Yeah. I think I remember reading somewhere that actually the lead horse on that ride is actually like, I don't know if it's named after or in honor of Julie Andrews, who starred as Mary Poppins and all those famous Disney movies. And I think that's the carousel that her horse is on, which is another really cool fact. All right, you two, you did pretty awesome in round number one. Let's go ahead and break for two really quick commercials. When we come back, we will fight it out in round number two. Sound good?
Sounds great.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask them all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? Well, we hear you, and we have been there too. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. Who are we? I'm Dr. Jess Steyer, a public health scientist and also co-host of the Unbiased Science podcast. Every day, I'll chat with one or both of your new pediatrician besties, Dr. Dina DiMaggio, a general pediatrician, and Dr. Anthony Porto, a pediatric gastroenterologist. We'll talk about all the things related to our kids' health, from dealing with a colicky infant to navigating puberty in the teenage years. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, now live on all podcast platforms.
Tonight, Wyatt has track, Gigi has soccer, and I have to come up with dinner. Listen, the only way I'm able to pull any of this off is by taking the stress out of my life by using HelloFresh. They make me look so good, you guys. HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning and grocery store trips, so you can not only enjoy cooking, but get the food easily on the table in 30 minutes or less. HelloFresh offers 25 recipes to choose from each week, from vegetarian meals to craft burgers and extra special gourmet options. Hello, I am waiting on my next order with garlic herb steak and lobster. Lobster. Between that and the Philly beef melt, we are a very happy and full family. HelloFresh has a wide variety of easy, delicious options for all three meals a day, plus every snack and special treat in between. And all recipes have been designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. Go to HelloFresh.com/roadtrip12 and use code roadtrip12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. Again, that is HelloFresh.com/roadtrip12 using code roadtrip12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. Guys, check out HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Is there something that's interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. Connect with your professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. It's so convenient. Now you can get help on your own time and at your own pace. You can schedule video or phone sessions, plus you can chat and text with your therapist. These are licensed professional counselors specializing in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, trauma, and so much more, even if you just need to talk. Anything you share is confidential, and if you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, you can request a new one at any time at no additional charge with just the press of a button. We're talking 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states. BetterHelp is available worldwide at your fingertips. So many people have been using BetterHelp that they're actually recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. They offer four modes of communication, and best of all, it's a truly affordable option. They have financial aid available. We want you to start living a happier life today. So as a listener, you're going to get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/roadtrip. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that is betterhelp, HELP.com/roadtrip. All right, we are back for round number two. Do you guys feel confident in your Disney knowledge going forward? They're going to get a little harder. They're going to get a little bit harder.
Of course, of course.
Not at all.
Question number one. What was Walt Disney World called in its early development stage? Rachel.
The Florida Project. And there's a movie about it.
Yes, the Florida Project. That's right. It had to have a secret name so that Walt Disney could buy land without anybody knowing what he was doing.
He was just buying up all the swamp land.
All the swamps. Yep. Question number two. What is the smallest park at Walt Disney World? Tracy.
Is it Magic Kingdom?
Magic Kingdom is actually the smallest park. There's only 107 acres. The largest park is Animal Kingdom, which is humongous, which makes sense because they have a whole entire safari in there of animals just roaming around. So I guess you probably need a little elbow room. Question number three. What does Epcot stand for? Rachel.
The experimental prototype city or community of tomorrow. I forget which one it is.
It's community. Good thing you kept. Yep. Good thing you covered that one. Epcot does roll off the tongue a little bit easier than experimental prototype community of tomorrow. And I am glad they decided to shorten that one up.
Mm-hmm. It's my favorite park.
I love Epcot also. It has the best of both worlds. It's got all the food and countries, plus all the fun science-based rides. It is a really cool place to check out. Question number four. What is the name of the exciting water and fire nighttime attraction at Hollywood Studios? Rachel.
Fantasmic.
Fantasmic. This is my favorite nighttime show that Disney has to offer at any park. Fantasmic is my all-time fave. I laugh and then cry every single time I watch it. Question number five. After closing in 2017, the Great Movie Ride in Hollywood Studios was replaced by what attraction? Rachel.
The Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
That
and the Great Movie
correct.
Ride was like one of my favorite rides.
Same.
It was so
Hashtag
interactive.
Save the movie ride. Yes. I want that ride back. Why can't we just have both? Why can't we just have
And then
both?
Like Catastrophe Canyon, you remember that?
On the Backlot Tour? I do.
Yeah.
I do remember that. Yes. I mourn many lost Disney rides. I have a lot of open petitions going, so if anybody wants to look those up and add your name to them, I'd really appreciate it. Okay, question number six. What is the tallest ride at Walt Disney World? Tracy.
Space Mountain?
It is not Space Mountain. You would think
that was a good guess,
space,
though.
You'd be up
that was
there,
a very good guess.
It was a good guess.
Space is very tall.
It is very tall. Rachel, do you have a guess?
Is it Everest with a Yeti?
It is Expedition Everest, which makes sense. Everest is the tallest mountain. It is also the tallest ride at Walt Disney World. And I'll tell you, it is super scary, you guys. It goes fast and you go backwards on it and a giant Yeti shows up. All the pictures I get off that ride are of me looking terrified. I would just like to put that out there. Okay, question number seven. In the Haunted Mansion stretching portrait room, what is Tightrope Girl standing above? Rachel.
The alligator with his mouth open.
An alligator. That is right. I always thought that was the coolest painting. I always wanted one for my house. Question number eight. Mission Space takes riders on a mission to what planet? Tracy.
Is it Mars?
It is Mars. Woo. You are going to Mars on Mission Space. Question number nine. Which part of Magic Kingdom has no bathrooms? Warning, no bathrooms. Rachel.
Is it Liberty Square?
Yes.
And then the pavement is kind of colored to look like there maybe wasn't bathrooms back then.
Correct. There was no indoor plumbing in the 1700s, and Disney is nothing but authentic. So there are no bathrooms in Liberty Square. Question number 10, final question. What is the most popular souvenir at Disney World? Tracy.
I'm going to guess it's probably the Mickey ears.
It is the Mickey ears. You can't leave without grabbing them. Okay. You guys did amazing. Let's see who came out on top. Tracy, you came in with 7 points today. And Rachel, you actually took the win with 10
Yay!
Points. Congratulations.
All right. Woo. Do I win a trip to Disney?
You do. Just wait for it by your mailbox. It should show up
okay.
It will definitely be there. All right, guys. Thanks for playing along with us today. We always enjoy having you with us. Make sure to check out the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast on Facebook to get all the latest news and shows, as well as following us on Instagram. And please, we would really love if you would go ahead and leave us a 5-star review and rating on iTunes. We really, really need it. All right, guys. Have a magical day. Thank you.
friends. Are you looking for a new podcast? Maybe something you can share with your littles? Something that has some storytelling in it? Well, then look no further. We have Storytime with Philip and Mommy, where my son and I sit and discuss all the great books that you might love while we read them. So, Little Golden Books, Berenstain Bears, and even the new classics like Bluey. We sit down, we read, we discuss, and we have so much fun doing it. Come and join us. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.